From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Auburn University in Alabama has temporarily suspended two all-white fraternities because of Halloween parties where members dressed in racially offensive costumes. Party photographs show one fraternity brother posing in Ku Klux Klan regalia, others in blackface and Afro wigs. School officials are investigating whether the costumes violated Auburn's policy against racial harassment and discrimination. From Auburn, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
It's been a tense week at Auburn, a state university in a rural East Alabama town that's known as the loveliest village on the plains. The campus has been in turmoil since Sunday night when the Halloween party photographs circulated on the internet. One shows Delta Sigma Phi fraternity brothers staging a mock lynching in front of a Confederate flag. A white-robed and hooded Klansman is holding a shotgun on a man in blackface with a noose around his neck. Others show members of Beta Theta Pi wearing blackface, Afro wigs, and jerseys with the Greek letters of one of Auburn's traditionally black fraternities. The incidents have been especially painful for Brandon Riddick Seals, the president of Auburn Student Government Association, who is African American.
It's just a blatant mockery, I think, of my culture personally and the suffering that my culture had to go through to get me where I am today.
Black enrollment is less than 10% of Auburn's 22,000 students, but this fall's freshman class had more African Americans than ever before. Riddick Seals says the university was making great strides in diversity. Now, he's wondering just how deep prejudice runs on campus.
How many people am I sitting in classes with? How many people am I sitting across tables and meetings with that have that same mindset?
Auburn administrators say the behavior depicted in the photos won't be tolerated. Wes Williams is vice president of student affairs.
We were appalled. We were sickened. We were in disbelief. I think there's a knot in each and every one of our stomachs.
Officials say punishments for the fraternities and the students could range from a verbal reprimand to expulsion from campus. The national fraternities have also suspended their Auburn chapters and sent officials to campus to investigate. Both fraternities involved have apologized. Beta Theta Pi suspended 13 members, Delta Sigma Phi suspended 4 members, and expelled 2, the freshman and junior who staged the mock hanging in the party picture.
It was obvious that they weren't thinking.
Senior Matt Furin is president of Delta Sigma Phi. He says the fraternity in no way condones the students' behavior. Furin says he told the members to remove their costumes as soon as he saw them at the Halloween party. He can't explain why no one else did.
I know that several people have commented that they just avoided the situation instead of causing a confrontation with a friend.
That's what has minority students more concerned than anything. Sanford Johnson is president of Auburn's Black Student Union.
What scares me about it is that somebody before the party said, hey, you paint yourself black and put on a fake FUBU shirt, I'll put on a Klansman outfit and we can go through the party. I'll get a noose. And it scares me that somebody thought, hey, that's a great idea, I'll join you.
Johnson says this is a wake-up call for racial progress on campus. School administrators and Greek leaders say it was an isolated incident, but some students disagree.
Auburn has created and maintained an environment where discrimination and racism is accepted and not spoken out against.
Senior Ryan Lee, who is black, is managing editor of the campus newspaper, The Plainsman. Lee points to a similar incident 3 years ago when 5 white fraternity brothers dressed as Klansmen at a Halloween party. The students were reprimanded by the Greek system, but the university did not punish the fraternity. He thinks if it weren't for the pictures this year, the Greeks might have gone unpunished again. There's no consensus on campus as to how severe the punishment should be this time. Many black students say the fraternity should be thrown off campus, but some whites believe people are overreacting. Sophomore Jason Hull of Tuscaloosa.
I don't agree with what they did, but I don't think that anything should be done about it because Bill of Rights says we have the freedom of expression and, you know, they didn't hurt anybody. All it was is just, you know, a bunch of dumb frat kids having a party, having fun.
But Matt Furin, president of Delta Sigma Phi, says you can't overreact to racism.
Maybe in the past, if there had been more overreaction, then future events, including this one, might not have occurred.
Auburn officials hope to complete their investigation by next Friday. Already, one of the students involved has withdrawn from school. Also this week, a fraternity at the University of Mississippi expelled 2 students for a costume party photograph showing a white policeman standing over a member in blackface picking cotton. Ole Miss officials are investigating. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Auburn, Alabama.